You know, just as Israel looked for the coming Messiah and all the promise that was contained in the prophets and the Torah, the Christian church looks with a similar longing toward the fulfillment of Jesus' death and resurrection. We don't yet experience in our own selves that which is ours in Christ. Now we must believe. But there is this coming dawning day when it will no longer be by faith, but by sight, when we will no longer be hoping, but we will be having. And that having comes in the resurrection of our bodies. I always like to remind people at funerals, every funeral, that we confess in the creed, we believe in the resurrection of the body and the life everlasting in that order. And until our bodies are raised, or if we're alive in the last day when the Lord appears, changed suddenly, so it really doesn't matter, we are not yet in full possession of what Christ has obtained for us. We hold it by faith, but we don't yet hold it kind of in ourselves. It's all held in trust in Christ, as our lives are in Christ. So what we're looking for, basically, is the vindication of our faith, our salvation, the eternal life that is ours in body and soul, and really the consummation of all things, that God has finally brought everything into that new creation that he has destined things for in the death and resurrection of his Son.